Scientists at NC State University are creating a map of the natural and man-made noises in Raleigh and Durham. Rebecca Martinez reports the project is meant to gather data about how noise pollution might be affecting people and wildlife.
It seemed like a quiet Wednesday afternoon on a roundabout in Durham's Trinity Park neighborhood. So I took a microphone and headphones to help me hear how much was actually going on. Once I was really listening, I heard birds chirping and a girl practicing skateboard tricks across the street. I'd barely noticed the low hum of traffic on the roadways a few blocks out. These are all the sorts of sounds being gathered for a new map of the Raleigh-Durham area. We all know clean air and water are important to our health, and that developing the landscape can compromise that. But experts say sound affects us, even if we don't notice it. Kurt Fristrup works for the National Park Service Natural Sounds and Night Skies Division.
Even if a sound becomes familiar to you and you no longer react to it, that sound can still be affecting your blood pressure, your heart rate, how rapidly you breathe. And this happens in animals as well as in humans.
The National Park Service has made a map of the natural and man-made noises on federal land and at airports, but Fristrup says the map doesn't have much data from residential urban areas, where the lack of quiet might also be a health concern.
Sound is an alerting stimulus. It's also sort of an activating stimulus in that when there are perceived threats or when an environment is potentially riskier because you can't hear as clearly, your body steps up to be on a higher level of alert and a higher level of readiness to react to potential threats.
So to document all that activating stimulus in the rapidly growing triangle, Karen Cooper of NC State University and her team have launched a citizen science project called Sound Around Town. Raleigh and Durham residents can sign up to have staff notify their neighbors about the project, then periodically record the ambiance in their neighborhood.
Context really matters and what we can perceive. You know, so a lot of anthropogenic sounds will mask natural sounds. Like if you're in a place that's super quiet, like a park, if an airplane flies overhead, you're going to hear it like for a longer time period, and it's going to seem really loud. Whereas if you're in a really noisy city, you might not even hear the airplane.
Cooper is a research associate professor in forestry and environmental resources. She says sound is relative, and that's why her team also asks participants to conduct listening sessions outdoors. Notice what sounds they hear, whether or not they like them, and what they say about the place they're in. Cooper says the map her team creates could have public health and environmental justice implications.
As we learn more about those impacts of sound and help people understand those impacts, I mean, basically it gives people leverage and sort of, I guess, reason to sort of rally around trying to make change.
Cooper says the data will help supplement the National Park Service's sound map, but it will also allow Triangle residents to be more proactive about how they cultivate their soundscape for better or worse. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.